This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Of course, Freak Show Week at the DNC is going on all week. Yes, I am aware that Joe Biden or somebody has ordered the troops to prepare for nuclear war with China and Russia and North Korea. That's a real thing that happened like an hour ago. Don't read too much into that. Just set it aside for now. What's the big deal? A couple nukes between friends. All right, I'm going to come back and I want to discuss this. Because I got this email. We're going to do a bunch of emails this hour. I read last night the land acknowledgement from the Democrats at the convention. I'm not going to read the whole thing again. It was just them, for lack of a better way to put it, apologizing that everything's on stolen land. We stole the land. And it's all this stuff. So I got this email. Journalist Jesse, I have a scoop for you. All of the MAGA or non-Democrats on Twitter are going crazy about the so-called tribal land acknowledgement on the first page of the DNC platform. I work for the federal government, so this didn't surprise me in the least. Most federal employees I work for have a land acknowledgement in their email signature. Oh, jeez. Also, in many meetings when people are introducing themselves, they state their pronouns and then give a land acknowledgement. Land acknowledgements are all over the place in our government. I don't have to say them, but having to hear them all the time makes me want to throw up. Other than having to work with a bunch of delusional virtue signaling commies, I love my job and I don't want to lose it, so please don't use my name on the air. I just wanted to share this as an illustration of the point you often make about the rot in the federal government being much deeper than what Norm and Norma realize. You are spot on. It's deep, literally. Ha ha, that's not funny. Love the show. Keep up the keep the anti-communist guns blazing. So I'm going to play this for you again because it comes back to so much. This is the Lieutenant Governor of Minnesota at the Democrat convention.
My name in the Ojibwe language is Gigi Wewedam Ukwe, or in English,
speaks with a clear and loud voice, woman. I'm a member of the White Earth Nation, and my family is the Wolf Clan. And the role of our clan is to ensure that we never leave anyone behind.
Okay. All right. So we already covered a couple things on this last night, but I just wanted to touch on this. You know, they speak not to you, right? When they're speaking, they're not trying to appeal to you. We've covered the numbers before. Let's cover them again. Married men, percentage-wise, they vote Republican. So when you're a Democrat, yeah, you would like a married man's vote, but you understand chances are you're not going to get it. Okay. Married women, percentage-wise, vote Republican. Again, if you're a Democrat, you of course want the married woman's vote, but you know chances are you're probably not going to get it. Single men, by a margin, vote Republican. Again, you want the vote. If you're a Democrat, probably not going to get it. Now, those percentages matter for this reason. They all are above 50% for Republican, but none of them are at 60%. And you can break down the numbers depending on which poll you look at, but let's say it's 52, 53%. You know, married men, Republican, married women, Republican, single men. It's all just a little bit over 50. So the over half of them are going to vote Republican. And then that brings us to the final number. The number that explains why liberal Aunt Peggy and her wolf pack are speaking in Indian language at the convention. It explains so much of what you saw and what you heard at the convention. Single women, 68% vote Democrat. And there's a kicker on top of that. 58% of those single women have been diagnosed with some sort of a mental health disorder. Those are just the ones who've been diagnosed. So when I come on the radio and I tell you the beating heart of American communism is insane single women on anti-anxiety medication, I'm not saying that as a radio bit or to make you laugh or something like that. That is reality. Reality is the insane woman sitting there, hates her life, hates everything, hates America. That is who these people speak to. That's why these people believe gigantic lies. How could anyone sit and listen to this and say anything other than, wait a minute, that's what you guys are doing.
Donald Trump would be able to weaponize the Department of Justice to go after his political opponents. He could even turn the FBI into his own personal police force. That is not how it works in America.
I know what you're saying. The same thing I'm saying. Wait a minute. That's what you just did. You guys are doing that. What do you mean? You just weaponized the DOJ. Trump might be sentenced to jail in less than a month. You just did all these. I know what you're saying, and I get that. You're right. They're not talking to you. They're not even trying to talk to you. You know the woman I'm talking about, the liberal Aunt Peggy in your life. She's all over Facebook right now. I know you know her. Maybe it's your mom. Maybe it's your wife, God forbid. Maybe she's on Facebook right now. My anxiety is spiking so much. This dog is barking in the neighborhood. If someone doesn't stop the dog from barking, I will call animal control. You know this woman, don't you? Everyone knows one. Chris is laughing and nodding his head. Everyone knows one. I'm picturing the one I'm thinking of right now in my own life. That woman, as you sat here with me and snickered about Lieutenant Governor Peggy joking, or not joking, speaking seriously. We're from the white race wolf pack in the Hoochie Poochie tribe. As you sat there and snickered, that woman on Facebook screaming about her anxiety today, she loved
my name in the Ojibwe language is Gigi Wewedam Ukwe, or in English, speaks with a clear and loud voice, woman. I'm a member of the White Earth Nation, and my family is the Wolf Clan. And the role of our clan is to ensure that we never leave anyone behind.
And of course, that's why they speak the way they speak. Now let's discuss something else. At its core, this is all about anti-Americanism. It's all about jealousy, envy, and anti-Americanism. Steve Kerr, he's a basketball coach for the Golden State Warriors. He's a committed communist. His parents were committed communists. He spoke last night, of course, at the Democrat convention. He was asked a while ago, because the NBA loves to do business with China, he was asked about all that. And this is a guy, every time you turn on the television, he is clamoring to criticize Trump, criticize Republicans, criticize America, everything about America can receive criticism from Steve Kerr. Listen to him when he's asked about China.
In all the years that you've gone to China and the teams and gone to China, has it ever come up that the NBA's business interests in China are at odds with a country whose human rights record is not in step with the United States?
It has not come up in terms of people asking me about it, people discussing it. No, nor has our record of human rights abuses come up either. You know, things that our country needs to look at and resolve, that hasn't come up either. So none of us are perfect, and we all have different issues that we have to get to. And saying that is my right as an American. Doesn't mean that I hate my country. It means I want to address things, right? But people.
No, of course that's what it means. Because he's a Democrat. He was raised a Democrat. And to be a Democrat today, it means you were raised to believe that America is the height of evil. That's why America's government employees, as this email laid out, that's why they all have to throw in a land acknowledgement in there. Just to let you know, this country's been stolen. It's why Steve Kerr won't say a word about the mass organ harvesting of Muslims going on in China, but he will rip America to shreds at any turn. Steve Kerr wasn't raised to believe that China or communism was evil. Steve Kerr has been raised to believe America is evil, and that's why America is always on the tip of his tongue when he's ready to pour scorn on a nation. All right. We'll get to Tim Walz and other things. I want to do some emails. Before I do those, I want to do this. I want to give you a gift from me to you. I want to give you the greatest night's sleep of your life. That's what you can have when you start buying MyPillow bedding and embracing it. And I don't just get one thing. Now, obviously, you get what you can afford, but over time, I have managed to acquire the sheets, the pillows, the mattress topper. My wife has the pajamas. My freaking dog has the dog bed. That's how amazing this stuff is. It's just every single Christmas, we send my pillow a list. Could we have these things? And I was about to say it's like Christmas, but I guess it is Christmas. When it shows up, it's wonderful, whether it's Christmas or not, or Hanukkah for Chris. You want a good deal on things? They have huge deals right now. Huge ones. MyPillow queen size pillow, $19.98 right now. And more deals. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square. Use the promo code Jesse. Or call them 800-845-0544. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I better get to some emails here. We still have to get to great news in the corporate world. Harley Davidson bending the knee. Tim Walz is a massive liar and probably a Chinese asset. The Democrats are still bragging about locking Donald Trump up and other things, but we got to get to emails. Remember, you can send me one. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Dear childlike menu whisperer. I'm not childlike. I recently had to find a therapist for my oldest child after some serious mental health issues came to light. The first therapist we visited was giving off some serious LGBTQ Air Force vibes. So I decided to ask her a few questions, starting with her approach to sexuality when working with minors. More red flags. I straight up asked her, what is a woman? Not surprisingly, she gave me all the answers you would expect from a commie. I then asked her if a man could become a woman, and she unhesitatingly said yes. This led to a more enlightening discussion. We found out later that our kid thought this communist therapist was funny because during the session, she was making fun of me and saying I was the one who needed therapy. Make no mistake, these people are out to indoctrinate and put a wedge between you and your children. Vet everyone. I'm going to reinforce this. Vet everyone who is involved in your child's life right now. I know you don't think like this, and I'm glad you don't. I don't think like this. I'm glad I don't. When you see someone else's child, even if they're misbehaved, you don't want to step in. You would never dream of voicing it up. It's their kid. Even if you disapprove, it's their kid. The communist does not think that way at all. They have been on camera. Joe Biden has said it recently. They're all of our kids. How many communist sound bites have I played for you? The kids belong to everyone. The kids belong to the community. The communist wants to break your children away from you. He wants to break your children away from you. You're at home teaching your child about values, loyalty, hard work, family. If you're not careful, your child might turn out to be a stable adult who ends up getting married, holding down a job, being successful, starting a family. Is that the kind of person who votes Democrat? No, we just covered the kind of person who votes Democrat. Single, drugged out, mentally ill. These are the people who vote Democrat. Communists very smartly understand you have to create more of these people. So they're purposeful about seeking out your children. Your child's social studies teacher in the third grade with the Black Lives Matter flag, you should yank your freaking kid out of that school so fast it makes your head spin. You brought up the field of therapists, psychiatry. I'm not telling you to go buy my book. I'm really genuinely not. Borrow it from a friend if you don't have the money or whatever. But I write about this a lot in the college chapter of the Anti-Communist Manifesto. If I remember right, I'm doing this off the top of my head. It's been a while. I think the number is 17 to 1. What is that number? That's the Democrat to Republican ratio of people who are majoring in the field of psychiatry. That means when you walk into a therapist, and I'm not telling you not to go to one or whatever, you do whatever you have to do for yourself and your kids. I'm not telling you that at all. But you better understand when you walk in, there is a 17 to 1 chance. Is that, did I nail that right, Chris? I did. 17 to 1. Chris already pulled open the book. 17 to 1. When you walk into that therapist's office, there is a 17 to 1 chance your therapist believes your child should be broken away from you. There's a 17 to 1 chance your therapist hates you, hates your values, and wants to shatter you mentally. Not help you, shatter you mentally. I'll give you another one. Be an uncomfortable one. I've done it. I'm not even telling you to do something I haven't done. Your pediatrician. You take your kids to see a doctor, right? Doesn't even have to be a pediatrician. As they get older, like my kids go to obviously a normal doctor now. Every doctor who sees my children is asked, can a man become a woman? Simple. Can a woman become a man? In fact, ask them this. Would you recommend the COVID vaccine for my child? Remember, even in socialist countries like Europe, it's banned. They just flat out won't give it to kids anymore. It's proven to be so harmful for kids for a virus that doesn't affect them at all. Ask your doctor or your pediatrician if they would do it. That answer should determine whether you ever walk back in the door again. Because we aren't predators after other people's kids, it's hard for us to see predators sometimes in the places they would go. I have talks with my sons to this day, even though they're huge and they're not as much of a risk for this anymore. When they go to church camp, you pay attention to your counselors. Oh, sure, it's wonderful church camp, wonderful things. But if I was a predator, where would I go work? You enjoy your time at Dave and Buster's? You like go to play video games and eat chicken strips? Good, fine. Pay attention to the workers there. Who would apply for a job at Dave and Buster's? Yeah, normal people, of course, not insulting that job, but if I was a predator, that's the first place I'd go. Predators go into teaching, go into therapy. Keep that in mind, all right? Speaking of predators, Joe Biden said this one last night about the pro-Hamas protesters outside.
Those protesters out in the street, they have a point.
They have a point. Death to Israel! Kill all the Jews! Joe Biden thinks they have a point. IFCJ, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, one of the best things they're doing is they're conveying the message that America, not all of it, hates them. Because if you only watch the news, if you only listen to Democrat politicians, you feel like the whole world's against you if you live in that country right now. IFCJ is providing life-saving things they need, and sadly, things that looks like they're going to need even more. Armored vehicles and bomb shelters and things like that. 500 listeners, that's what they're looking for. 500 people to give $150. They have a donor who's going to match those donations. Can it be you? Call them. 888-488-IFCJ. Or you can do it right online at supportifcj.org. Hang on.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. If you miss any part of our show, download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Ah! Hey, Jarhead. I got a felony when I was 27 years old. I'm 48 now. My felony did not involve violence or a firearm, but I'm still not allowed to possess or be around a firearm. I've been married for almost 5 years. What's your thought on how I should protect my home these days of home invasions and government tyranny? My wife has a couple pistols, but according to the law, if we had a home invasion, she would be the one having to protect my home. That angers me as a man. What would you suggest? Okay. First of all, I understand that this is probably going to put me at odds with a lot of people, probably a lot of people listening. I think it's ridiculous that convicted felons who did their time, especially nonviolent convicted felons who did their time not being allowed to own firearms, is ridiculous and unconstitutional. It's absurd. Okay, if you did something wrong, I got that. You committed a crime, I got that. Society decides they're going to put you on trial. Lord willing, you got a fair trial. You got convicted. There is a decision on your punishment. Hey, this is your crime. You got busted. You were dealing drugs. This is your crime. 10 years in the clink. I got all that. I'm fine with crime and punishment. I got all that. As long as it was done justly, I got all that. But once you've served your time, once you've done it, how are you then punished again for the rest of your life by stripping these people of the ability to defend themselves from the government and some robbers or whatever? But, you know, I care about the Second Amendment because the Second Amendment is supposed to allow us to defend ourselves from the government. So, one, I completely disagree with those laws. A nonviolent offender, I don't care if it was a felony. When you get out, you should be able to own firearms. It's my opinion. That's one. Two, you need a sword. Chris, hear me out. I have wanted a sword and a hatchet, a tomahawk, for so long. What, Chris? What? I don't want to spend the money. Chris said, just buy one. I don't want to spend the money. They're expensive. I don't want a cheap one, although I did see one on the Sky Mall magazine. You know the magazine they put in the planes? I saw that they had the guy's sword, Achilles' sword from Troy. Remember that movie, Troy? They had a replica of that. It looked sharp. And at what, Chris? And I almost bought it. But I remember it being a couple $100s, so I didn't end up pulling the trigger on that. So I've thought about something like that. I obviously would probably prefer a katana, a Japanese katana, maybe a big two-handed sword of some kind. Gosh, I want a sword so bad. I want a sword. And I've seen the movie The Patriot with Mel Gibson many times. I think I know how to throw a tomahawk. I really want a tomahawk. They sell some sick tomahawks now. I have never actually spent the money to buy any of these things, but I understand you're not allowed to own a gun, and I want you to always stay legal. So as I said, don't break the law. If you're legally allowed to own a sword and a tomahawk, imagine what that would look like. I don't know how you sleep. I sleep in my skivvies. Imagine the fear in your eyes if a robber breaks into your home. Imagine me. I'm 6'8". Imagine if he breaks into my home. I'm going to steal his stuff. I know he's got a big box of Kraft mac and cheese. I'm probably going to take his ice maker. Imagine that's what he's thinking when he breaks in my home. And he turns around and there's 6'8 me. Nothing but my boxer shorts on. Hope everything stays where it's supposed to. And I have a tomahawk, which I'll throw. I've already decided. What, Chris? I've already decided my technique is going to be I'm going to hold my sword in the left hand. It'll still be in the sheath, though, like you've seen it in the samurai movies. I'll hold the sword in my left hand. My right hand, I know it'll be dark, but I'm going to try to eyeball it, and I'm going to try to tomahawk him in the forehead, throw it from across the room. Imagine that. Thunk, just boom, forehead, right, tomahawk, right off the bat. Is that going to miss? It might miss. I don't know. It might miss. Who knows? He might move in time. Then I get to do the thing where I go, shing. That's the sound it makes in the movie when you take the sword out of the sheath. Shing. And even if mine doesn't make it, I'll make that sound in the dark. I'll go, shing. You're in trouble now, pal. And imagine him seeing just the glint of the sword as 6'8 Jesse comes running at him in his boxer shorts. He'd probably just lay down and die right then and there. And I would not blame him at all. Speaking of dying, corporate communism is under attack. And I want to make sure I'm giving credit where credit is due. Robbie Starbuck, he's a filmmaker type. He's an activist on the right, much more one of these creative types. I've had him on my show before. I think I have had him on the radio. I know I've had him on TV. Anyway, he's one of these creative types. And you know how there's a lot of different forms of activism. Activism takes a lot of different forms, big and small ways. Big and small ways. Your group message to your friends to go vote, that counts. That's activism, right? Well, Robbie he's been on this kick recently, a big kick. You remember when I brought up Tractor Supply, the company Tractor Supply? Remember who I told you was on that campaign? That was Robbie Starbuck. He found out that Tractor Supply, this nature, God and country company, was actually full of filthy commies, and they were taking the company down a really dark left-wing road. He exposed them to such a point, there was such a public outcry, Tractor Supply publicly put out a letter, essentially, they basically said, I'm sorry, and we're done with it, and we're not going to do this anymore, and he stopped it. He put a stop to it, put the fear of God in this company, and he stopped it. Well, Robbie didn't stop. He didn't stop there. He kept going and going, and he discovered Harley-Davidson. What's more American than Harley-Davidson? How many bikers are listening to my show right now? I should note, I think that's really freaking cool, but how many bikers are listening to my show right now? That's a lot. Some reason, even the one percenters, they like the show. I like it. Fine. Cool. That's awesome. Harley-Davidson's CEO is a filthy Maoist, doing things like DEI training for Harley, doing all kinds of terrible stuff, donating to the human rights campaign. This is one of the most powerful LGBTQ.
Why are you gay?
LGBTQ groups out there, they bully companies into donating to them and giving to them. And they, of course, give companies scores. Hey, you're not gay friendly enough. You're nothing like the Air Force. They do this stuff all the time. Harley Davidson went all in with that. Robbie Starbuck started getting, exposing all this. He had sources. Harley Davidson put out a statement today. It's a one-page statement. It's not quite as apologetic as Tractor Supply is. You can go read it for yourself and decide, but they're done with the human rights campaign. They're walking away. No more DEI stuff. Hey, when we give, we're just going to give to veterans and first responders and the motorcycle community, kind of going back to their roots of God and country stuff. This isn't about whether or not you should continue to go buy Harley Davidson or do those things. You make that decision on your own. You decide whether or not that apology was enough. CEO is still there, I might point out. Same commie CEO is still there. So they might just be keeping their head down until the storm passes. But what this does show, we have to be aggressive with communists. Communism is not popular. The things the American communist wants are unpopular. That's why they lie about everything at all times.
Then I had to take executive action. The result of the executive action I took, border encounters have dropped over 50%.
Democrats opened up the border on purpose, flooded the country with illegals to rape and murder you, and at their convention, the president of the United States of America pretends to be a border hawk. Why? Because the entire sick religion is built on lies. Do not allow this to happen in corporate America. Be active, be aggressive. They are deathly afraid of you becoming an anti-communist. Stop the live and let live crap. Stop that. Hands off. My T levels are too low stuff. And start being an anti-communist. Start treating your enemy as if he's the enemy. Expose him to the world and watch him flee. If you don't have the stomach for that, get a hold of Chuck. They'll get you taken care of, whether you're a male or a female. Female vitality stacks for the ladies. Male vitality stacks for the dudes. Fellas, how about a 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days? 20% with natural herbal supplements. You don't want any of those things? Here's one for you. Get a subscription for some Chuck Lit Powder. Every morning you pour it in a smoothie, glass of milk, pack full of vitamins, minerals. Get your day started right. Live your life so much better and more full of more energy than you have. Call them, text them, 50CHOQ3000. That's 50CHOQ3000. Just tell them I told you to call. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly, back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. We're going to get back to the emails in a moment. Hey, Chris, would you do me a favor and dig something up? I probably should have said this during the break. Do you remember the deaf, mute, trans dude who did the... Don't shake your head, Chris. Just grab the audio. So we've had some amazing audio moments on the show. We like to keep it popping.
Ceasefire now. Let's get it popping.
Right. We've... At one point in time, we played for you, this is real, what I'm about to play, somebody who can't really speak for in one of these talent shows, I believe this was in Brazil, sang a wonderful rendition of I Will Always Love You.
Brazilian deaf, mute, trans woman sings Whitney Houston. I will always love you.
So, you know, we've had some pretty wonderful music moments on the show. And I think we may have one that tops it all. You see, we just talked about the America hatred that really runs through the American Democrat, the American Communist. America is the source of all evil, after all. And so they're not big on the national anthem. They got, oh, Chris, I have to play it. I have to play it. I'm going to let it play in its entirety, too. I'm not even going to interrupt it. A group of women, I think it was six of them, if I counted right, five or six women at the DNC, they decided they were going to sing the national anthem. The words, though, seemed to elude them.
Oh, say.
I'm sorry. Quit. Focus. Let's do some emails. Dr. Devil Dog, you mentioned you were trying to reach independence. Well, no. I mentioned that Trump and Harris are trying to reach independence. I'm not trying to reach anybody. 50% of voters identify as independent. They just don't vote that way at the polls. I think it's mainly because all the media outlets force a two-party system on the listeners. I have spoken to a lot of people for years that don't like either candidate, Republican or Democrat, but they're intimidated not to vote third party. Thoughts? And he identifies himself as Team Kennedy, but he didn't say I could use his name, so I'm not going to do that. Remember, I'm the last private person in America. I don't even read your name on death threats. Unless you tell me you want your name read, I don't do it. So All right, so this guy's an RFK guy, and he brought up the people don't like both parties. Well, this is something that's weird about our system when you look at the international politics. When you look how politics are done in other countries, we obviously have two major parties here, Republican or Democrat. And because I'm an American, you're an American. Well, for my American listeners, you're an American, I'm an American. That's what we're used to. In other countries, countries all over the world, even Canada, there are a ton of parties. There are so many different parties. And the different parties, if you're maybe the leader or something like that, you're trying to cobble together a coalition of people who can agree on some things, move the ball forward on some things. So in America, maybe it would be Second Amendment. Maybe there would be a party, that's really what they do. Guns, gun rights, Second Amendment, everyone should own a claymore. I'm with you on that, all right? Maybe there's another group, they want low taxes. There's another group, they love abortion. They're just going to kill all the babies. There's another group, they believe in border security. But the groups don't necessarily line up with each other on all issues at all times. So they're always trying to form a coalition, get more supporters for this. This is not abnormal. We look at that as abnormal because that's not how we do it. That is the standard politic in the world. In quote, free societies, not that we have one of those anymore, but in a normal free society, that's how that works. In our society, I would probably disagree with you that it's a media creation. They, of course, help with this. In our society, we only have two major parties, and that is such a source of frustration for so many people, myself included. Democrats are evil communist demons, and I want them stopped, and it drives me insane that the only vehicle I have to stop them as of right now is the useless low-T GOP. I demand better anti-communism. I demand someone who actually wants to stop these people. Instead, we have the James Lankfords of the world who actually provide a shield for Democrats. Oh, he'll act like he's with us on this issue and that issue. But the second a huge country-changing issue comes along, like illegal immigration, James Lankford bends over forward to work with them and try to guarantee the border stays open. So he was with us. Oh my gosh, he knifed us in the back. I want to have a party where I don't have to be associated with that ginger menace in Oklahoma. I can't believe that we are stuck with the losers we're stuck with in the Republican Party. How do we change that? It really comes down to money. There's a reason Ross Perot's one of the only ones who ever came close to changing, and he was one of the only ones with the money to buy his way through all the filth out there. Until a third-party candidate is well-funded, they're never going to make any real noise, RFK included, and that's all there is to it. All right, let's talk about Tim Walz and his latest lies and the fact that he's a Chinese spy, probably. Next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.